Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode, I want to talk about process, okay? I want to talk about the type of process that you want to use in your mortgage business in order to maximize the impact and income that you get from each individual opportunity. Now, this has been stemmed from a result that a message sent me from a client who said, had my first meeting using the new process last night. It went very well. It was a buy-to-let purchase, but I still discussed protection and how we discussed it, and he seemed to be really keen to look at this protection. Also, I introduced my fee and had no objection whatsoever, despite being a referral from a fee-free client. There are a number of points to point out in this, and the reason why I use this as the kind of stepping stone to this discussion is because this specific situation just shows you that it doesn't matter your pre-built kind of biases around things. If you just tear it down and put your process in place, you'll be successful. This specific client, let's just think about this already. We've got somebody who is a buy-to-let purchase. So it's a buy-to-let purchase. By the way, they ended up taking on this one, they ended up taking about £225 worth of protection per month premium, so pretty high. And the fee was, I think the fee was $699 or $695 that we spoke about, and they'd originally been fee-free. So this was pretty big when we actually look at this, okay? So this was a big increase. So we've got buy-to-let purchase, hard to get them on, so you'd normally avoid them. Also, like this idea of fee, introducing the fee without an objection. So what am I talking about here? So the idea with this is that people, that client specifically came to me and didn't have a process in place. We need to have a process if you're trying to be successful with your mortgage business. You just have to have a process with your appointments. If you do not have a process of what you do, and I call this either the customer roadmap or the client journey or the customer journey. And this customer journey takes place, it's on the stuff that I reference, it's 7 steps. I'm not gonna go into them, I've done them on our previous episodes before, you can check them out, but there are 7 steps of a customer journey. And in these customer journeys, these are roadmaps and these processes that you are explaining to the client and effectively signposting all the things they are going to need to know. This includes fees and it also includes protection. The reason why your clients are objecting your fee, or majority of the time, they're rejecting or objecting your fee and they are rejecting your insurance recommendations, is because they weren't told about it early enough in the process. If somebody feels they've been ambushed or sidelined and you took them out from the side, they'll pull away. But if they feel it's part of the process, which it's not, if they feel it is, it actually is, because it should be done that way, then they won't feel like very bad. Now, honesty is the best policy with this. So you need to know with your own self, with your clients, do you have this process? Now, when it comes to a process, you want to nail down what is right for you. Not what is right for the client. And this is something that is lost in the kind of service space, because we're financial services, but we're services. And it's this idea, we lose this. It's this thing of the customer is always right. Tailor the needs to the customer. No, that is not right. And that actually is a losing mentality. Your job is not to tailor the needs to the customer. Your job is to tailor your service to what you know, one, that you can do very well, two, that you like, and three, is going to make you money. So they are the three things. You can do it very well, you actually like to do it, and it makes you money. Those are the things you should think about. And if, for example, it is, let's say this is where, when someone says, oh, I'm going to speak to my client out of hours, that's fine if that's part of your service. But if it's not part of your service and you're going to your wife or your husband or your partner and you're going, I hate doing this in the working lates, working evenings, working weekends, then you are allowing the tail to wag the dog. You can't do that. And this is this myth. And anyone, I will challenge every single person who says to me that they think this, I'm wrong on this, because I'm just not. Like, you need to double down on what you are going to offer. Now, what do you do with this then? So work out what is the perfect type of client. Yes, that's fine. But what is the perfect type of service? So how do you want to contact them? Do you want them to do everything via text, WhatsApp, email? Do you want them to call you? For example, with me, I don't take phone calls. I can't remember the last time I took a phone call from a client. Just cannot remember the last time. It would be years. I don't do it. It messes up my workflow. My workflow is Zoom and WhatsApp. That's it. My clients contact me with WhatsApp and then I speak to them on Zoom. That's it. You want to speak to me? Zoom. People want to book a call with me? Zoom. I don't care if you're a CEO of the largest company in the world. There's my calendar link. Book in a Zoom. It's my process. So this is why process is very important. The moment you move away from process, by the way, it's not that the fact that the client is getting a bad service, it's that you are starting to erode your own self-respect. So you need to be clear on what your process is. And I've wrote down here, do your process and do not change it for anyone. These are rules to you. And it's not that you're trying to be an asshole. It's not that you're trying to be rude. What you're actually doing here is setting a very clear stake in the ground to yourself. I don't break my rules. When I say this to myself, I don't break them. Okay. And this is really useful, really important. So for example, fee structure. Do you charge up front? Do you charge on application? Do you charge split fees? Make it very clear. Stick to that one. When someone waivers it, do not go. That's what it charges. That's what it is. That's what it is. Do not stop. That's the process for everyone else. The best way to overcome something like that oftentimes is, no one's ever actually asked me that. And if they say, oh, this is why. And you go, do you know what? It's really strange because I haven't got an answer because it's never really been a problem for anybody else, which then makes that individual go, am I feeling like this is a problem for me? Am I going to be a problem person, an awkward person? If they like that, they think that's great. You are easily signposted. You're seeing to them, sorry. You're identifying very quickly that this person's going to be a problem. So you move away. Don't worry about it. But this is really important to do, that you don't waive fees. You never let insurance not become part of the process. So when it comes to when do you introduce insurance, you should introduce it from the first appointment, and every single appointment after that insurance should be introduced. So should the fee. This is coming out. The fee is going to be this. I'm going to charge you at this point. Keep these in line. Once you have this and you don't change it for anybody else, this is going to increase the chance of you getting outcomes like what my client has sent me here. Because this specific client would have been what we'd call a problem client. The idea that they are somebody who is buy to let, there's somebody that they might not need insurance, there's somebody who has come from a fee-free referral. All of these things are things that we would build up. But because this client has approached it in a rules mentality, my process, not the process that's best for the client, but the process is best for him, they have completely wiped the floor with it. And it's limiting belief. And one of the things I wrote down here is that when you get that process in place, you want to practice it. And I've put it on here, which is something that I love, which was a guy that was an NLP fear coach. So people helping people get over their fears. Spoke to him many years ago. And he said to me, don't practice till you get it right. Practice till you can't get it wrong. And this is exactly the same with your process. Practice that process with every single client, not till it lands and you go, wow, I just got £200 a month premium, £190 a month premium. Don't practice like that. Practice till every single one of them is that. Every single one of them. Because it will be. What you want, all of your success is on the other side of you becoming more strict and taking ownership of your own identity around your process. And it's identity anchoring. If you anchor it to who you are and you say, I don't break these rules and I don't care about my client in wanting, that client doesn't want me to break these rules, they're not the right client for me, then you will see a drastic life change. Your life will be unrecognizable. Your income, more importantly, will be unrecognizable. I truly mean that. We're having clients who are going from doing early six figures, maybe 70, 80 grand up to about 100 grand to doing 300, 400,000 because their protection and fees, mostly protection, but their protection and fees are absolutely going through the roof. Because when you understand this type of stuff, people go, no one wants to take that amount of money. People only want to spend £15 a month. No, they don't. Your process isn't signposting it early enough. You can't have something then that you can't replicate over and over again. That's how you make money consistently, is that you have a system that you know that works. And when you do that, you will win. I promise you. I'm getting too excited about this, so let me just calm this down. Guys, if you enjoyed the episode, be sure to subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.